Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn steady at 314 and a half, July wheat down 5 1/4 cents at 511 and a quarter, and July beans up 6 1/2 cents at 844. Well, we made that contract low yesterday in the corn a day early. Today's first notice day, and looks like we'll be steady, maybe quarter cent lower on the corn to start the day here, but the beans look strong. It could be up 6-7 cents here on the opening again, and the wheat's been under pressure, down 5 with the rains in the Black Sea area. And, you know, not great demand out here, but the export sales this morning were pretty good. A combined 622 on the wheat, which was well above expectations. The corn, very strong, 1.76 combined. That's well above the average guesses. Beans right on the guess at 1.1 million. So we're starting to see a little bit better export business here this week. Hopefully it'll hang in here. The crude oil is up $1.82 a barrel as we speak. It's about 90 cents off its highs, but $1.50 off its lows. But I think the higher crude, if it stays here, you know, should help the grains. The stock market's down 300 points. On the unemployment numbers, which came out, they were looking for 3.5 million more unemployed. They got 3.84. Even though the number, weekly number, was down, we still added, you know, quite a few, 3 million, 3.8 million to the payroll out here. I think that puts us right around 30 million unemployed. So the stock market broke off of that news. And I'm guessing it's going to be under some pressure here today. Weather around the country, we've just been soaked here in the Midwest, particularly in Chicago and Northeast Illinois, with rain after rain after rain. It looks pretty rainy here for the next several days. Relatively cool weather for this time of year, 50 to 60 degrees. But the rest of the country is in fairly good shape. I think we'll see certainly bigger numbers on the planting numbers on Monday. And I don't see any real problems out there. There's continued talk about corn acres switching to beans, and I think we'll see a little bit of that, but not enough to really make a big difference overall out here. What will make a difference if the Chinese start on a big buy program, if they settle the crude oil problems between Russia and Saudi Arabia, and crude oil rallies significantly, that would all be big help out here. The dollar's up 10 ticks after being down about 30 ticks, so a little bit mixed there. But overall, we got first notice day out of the way here. The corn made the contract low, maybe a day early. I want to see it maintain closes above 301 today and tomorrow. And hopefully we can see some kind of rally, maybe led up by the bean market out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.